Like to call this meeting to order. The requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Heinrich.
Here.
Noon. Here. McDonald.
Here.
Conner. Here. Higgins.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Okay, first up, we have a proclamation for Norwest Cap, which I will read. It's a proclamation of the Borough of Washington commending Norwest Cap upon celebrating the 50th anniversary of community action. Whereas in January 1964, after President Lyndon B. Johnson declared unconditional war on poverty, the Economic Opportunity Act was signed into law on August 20th of that year. Whereas through Economic Opportunity Act of 1964 channeled the birth of community action, but also the Head Start program was introduced, and 1 year later, Northwest New Jersey Community Action Partnership was created. And whereas since 1965, Northwest New Jersey Community Action Partnership, Norwest Cap, has been providing invaluable and outstanding service. And whereas Norwest Cap is one of 23 community action agencies in New Jersey and one of over 1,000 nationwide founded on a common purpose to support low-income individuals as they develop their abilities to be self-supporting and develop family and community relationships that will sustain self-reliance. And whereas half of a century later, Norwest Cap operates 15 major programs, has grown to 270 full and part-time employees, and more than 30,000 individuals are served each year through a multitude of anti-poverty services. And whereas the Borough of Washington recognizes Norwest Cap as being a community leader, its positive action changes people's lives, embodies the spirit of hope, improves communities, and makes New Jersey a better place in which to live. Now, therefore, it be proclaimed by the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Washington in the County of Warren, State of New Jersey, to hereby commend the work of Northwest New Jersey Community Action Partnership upon the occasion of celebrating their 50th anniversary of community action of serving the community. Next up, we have the minutes of our budget meeting of February 24.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, at this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimonies from guests. That would be you if you have anything. No, Bob?
No.
Okay. I'll accept the motion to close the audience portion.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The reports.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, do we have any discussion on the reports? Rich, you got your question answered?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have the introduction of Ordinance 3, 2015, for Recreation Department program fees.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this one? Roll call, please.
Conner?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Simco?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Ordinance 3, 2015, and ordinance amending established Recreation Department program fees.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Too fast. Conner?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Simco?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Public hearing of Ordinance 3, 2015 will be April 7th, 2015, and advertisement of the public hearing in the Star Gazette on March 27th, 2015.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Brings us to our committee reports, Streets Committee. Mr. Higgins, would you like to speak to that, or shall we start with Dawson?
You can start with Dawson and his letter, if you don't mind.
Certainly.
The memorandum of the department.
Is this the one?
That's the one, the correspondent not to exceed to do the survey.
Oh, yes, that's, yeah, the, that's the previously discussed council meeting, that's the not to exceed amount for the survey portion for Route 57 mid-block crossing. That'd be $1,500. We would expect to be able to get out there probably early next week now that the weather has cleared up and get that done. Any more info you want me to give?
No, that's good. We'll talk about that as I go through.
Okay.
All right. Yesterday we had our meeting. We met with the guy who was here at the last meeting.
Pete Mulligan.
Yeah, Pete. Pete Mulligan. He lives behind the middle school where the water problem is, the issue there.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed some things there. What came out of that was Christine and Dawson had asked for the plans for that, right, for the what they did, and they said they can't find them. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Christine Oprah them, so they have to provide them.
Which was actually done today.
Okay. Good. Okay, so that's one thing. Dawson, correct me if I'm wrong, you want to do some work out there? You want to go out there and look, see what's going on?
Yeah, we discussed possibly videotaping the line that runs from the parking lot out to the street, because visually we can't find the termination from the parking lot out to the street. It may be buried. We looked into some pricing for videotaping and some other things, and we're in the process of getting those prices now. So once we have that and Christine's able to take some action on it, then we'll be able to go out and do it.
What we also talked about was maybe having a joint meeting with the school board, the council and the school board, to go over just exactly what it is that the school board knows about all of this and what they don't know about it, and present our side to them directly, have some conversation with them,
mm-hmm.
since we're at stalemate right now.
Did Ashley speak with Leslie about that today, and she did suggest that that might be a good idea.
So we'll probably need to have a motion on that and have Christine set that up. It's going to have to be advertised. We can go there, they can come here. Let's see here. Some other things, you know, and Dawson's going to check this out. We talked about TVing the lines out there. He said a solution to this might be an underground storage system for the stormwater that comes off of what they did, because they put curbing up and they directed everything. They put more blacktop and directed the runoff towards the garages, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, with the curbs and all
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something that he's going to look into, too. Then we moved on to the Midtown crosswalk. Let's see. We have to agree to the memorandum of understanding that we're going to take responsibility for that, even though it's 8 years old, and I don't agree with it, but we either have to sign that, they're going to come in and repair it and then bill us, or they're going to force us to do it. So it's got to get done. But we're going to send them some information. They're going to send us information. We're going to send them, you know what I mean? We're going to go back and forth. Because I raised the question, what happens after we do the repair work? You know, because what is it, 25 feet there, 50 feet?
No, it's about, right now, the existing entire
area
is about 100 feet plus or minus in length along Route 57. So all of that area that includes the brick in the roadway and the lights and the
set, or are the responsibility of the borough currently. And so the memorandum of understanding that the department sent to the borough, I believe it was right at the end of last year that they actually forwarded it, it's fairly generic. It doesn't quite specify exactly the limits or what is involved. It just says the Minbaugh crossing, anything that's associated with it, and essentially that the borough is responsible for any and all things that happen with it, and its maintenance, and its essentially has full jurisdiction over the condition of that crosswalk. Ultimately, when we move forward with doing the repairs and redoing the crosswalk, there'll have to be some understanding, some written agreement with jurisdictional agreement with the department to cover the limited piece of the crosswalk. So in the time being, what we had said yesterday was that I'll work with Leslie on some more specific language in terms that we can work with the department and have this be more of an iterative process so that it gives us time as we go through this design process and repairing and redoing the crosswalk so they all happen together. And I've had conversations with the department. And really, as long as we're moving forward towards something, I think they're going to be okay. There's a process here that we can follow.
Just so everybody knows, we talked about the paving that's going to be done from Phillipsburg to Hackettstown. The state has to do their own handicap accessible ramps, so that pushed their project back.
They're about a year and a half back.
So they have to follow the same thing that they gave to us?
Right.
Yes. So now they have to do it from Phillipsburg.
Right, and they have to do it because they're taking federal monies.
Right.
So they're required
everybody
as well.
So that's a year and a half out, farther out.
Correct. Yeah. I spoke to the DOT project manager on Friday.
Okay.
And he said at minimum a year and a half.
That's interesting because I was driving with my daughter this evening. She works at the shop right out in Mansfield, and we were determining that the section from 31 to Hackettstown needs repaving a lot more than from
it actually is in worse condition. I drive that quite frequently, and it's not in the greatest shape. So we aren't under the gun in terms of them being on top of our heels in having to do what we need to do. So we have plenty of time to do this the right way.
Okay.
So, and then we also, Robin made a suggestion yesterday, and I'm going to turn it over to her now, about the crosswalk, the curbs.
About the curbing?
Yes.
My suggestion, it was just an idea that I brought up at the meeting about the curbing, that if the state's going to come in and plow or pave the road, that instead of finding out we have a problem or we need to do something after they pave, looking at that whole area prior to them paving, and not just replacing the bricks and doing something in the crosswalk. I actually went out today and looked. When the way the curbing juts out there, the plows hit it, they can't plow it. People park half on the bends there, which creates a visual impairment. Dawson did bring up a good point that it does allow a lesser way for people to have to cross, but it also puts them right at the traffic. They'd have no shoulder if they step off accidentally. They are literally right in the traffic. So I brought up that suggestion that, you know, if we're going to work on that there, maybe about cutting that curbing back where it was, replace that curbing so that the state can plow that road properly, the snow doesn't get piled in there, since they're going to fix the driveway anyway, lessen that area, lessen the walkway, and do it all in one shot before the state comes through and paves versus doing it after they pave and then we're responsible for paving that road. Just looking at the whole thing there.
So I remember that bump out was used as a traffic calming mechanism.
Right, which is what
slowed the traffic down.
Right.
Right,
but if you look at it, like David, when we were at the meeting yesterday, Dave kind of said it forces the traffic to kind of go like this, but in actuality it doesn't. It's straight in. You're not moving anywhere. You're staying in the same line of pathway. But the curbing by where the donut shop was, there's like no curbing left there. It's been hit so many times with plows, it's almost non-existent. The other side by the new condos there, that's almost non-existent there also.
And, you know, it does. I mean, snow was piled up quite high there over the wintertime because the state can't push the snow up and around. They just pile it there, you know. And like I said, I watch people. I go through there quite frequently during the day. And people are standing right at the roadway, so when they step off, if someone doesn't stop, there's not a shoulder for them to say, "Oop, car didn't stop." They're literally stepping right out into traffic. So it was just a suggestion that if we're going to look at doing something prior to the paving job, look at the whole scenario over there and maybe come up with some ideas or some suggestions before
maybe,
it all gets
repaved. Mark it out better somehow.
Correct. And maybe not back all the way to where the curving is. So like Dawson said, it gives pedestrians a shorter way to walk, but maybe cutting it back a little bit further than what it is so that...
Give them another foot or two kind of thing.
Right, so that obstruction isn't there for quite a few different reasons.
My take on that whole situation is that's going to increase the cost of our scope of work that we didn't budget for. I mean, and we're already going to take money out of the streets, you know, paving the streets to repair that. Robin has a valid point. She would like to see that. I personally wouldn't. That's my personal opinion. That's why we brought it to you guys. And Dawson is going to work up some numbers to figure out how much more that would increase the cost.
And I understand what David's saying. It is another expense, but we've already lost the curbings there, so you're going to have to fix the curbings at some point anyway. So regardless, do you know what I mean? If they're getting hit all the time...
Would it need to be fixed at this time, the curbing?
It would make sense to do it all at once.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It needs to be fixed whether it's now or after the paving, but regardless, you have to fix it. But if you're going to fix it and if it calls for something else, then if they're going to... I would just like to see the whole thing looked at before the state comes through and does the paving, because then we're not responsible for paving anything in that place.
Well,
we're
a year and a half more now.
Right, exactly.
When's the state going to do that road now?
A year and a half.
Okay. If we put half the money out this year and half the money next year, do you think we would have enough then?
I don't know. He's got to work on numbers to see what
in terms of... Yeah, I'd like to see a little more definitive plan.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I can work through a concept of just simply replacing what's there today versus cutting back the curb bump outs and what those additional... costs would be, and then the council can have a bit more to make an evaluation on.
Right.
And I could probably have that ready for our next council.
We also talked about the bridges. Your bridge over there by Advanced Auto, we talked about
goodness.
That yesterday too. Dawson, remind me what we decided to do that.
I'm going to contact the department.
Well, I contacted the DOT today.
Right.
Right.
You did.
Right.
Thank you.
And they were welcome. They were out there on...
No, no, that's okay.
I didn't know who was assigned to, so I did it.
That's okay.
They were out there Friday.
No problem.
Filling in.
They're not our responsibility.
Right. I know.
The state has their own bridge department.
I know.
I got a voicemail, so I simply left a message, and I asked John Bird for another contact. So he was out today. He'll get it to me tomorrow, so
we did address that.
It was the
thank
local.
You. I know that that's well, not our responsibility.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, Rudy came in. We have a problem with our ordinance, 5515A2, with wording that's in there. Rudy actually went to Superior Court, and because of the wording that was in there, the case was dismissed.
That's correct. He was found guilty in Mansfield Municipal Court. He appealed the decision, and Belvedere Superior Court dismissed it because of the wording.
Wasn't that, they were supposed to revise that at the poll books?
We did. There's one word in there that needs to be changed. It needs to be changed from and to or.
Oh, okay. I thought we changed that one.
It's about
about
parked cars
and abandoned vehicles unregistered and inoperative.
Right.
Hmm. And actually, Leslie is aware of that because we had discussed it, so we can prepare that for the next meeting.
It's one more change.
Word. That would be good.
Okay.
Mhm.
All right. Did I miss anything?
I think you got everything.
North Lincoln.
That's what I was yelling at.
We talked about North Lincoln.
No.
Yes, we did. No, in the meeting.
Oh, I'm saying no.
We did talk about North Lincoln Avenue. The last thing before we left.
Okay.
Contract has been awarded to do the handicap ramps.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the weather,
right,
and they have to dig, it's probably not going to start until next month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we are moving forward. And our next meeting is the 13th.
Of April. Yeah.
Yes.
When do we anticipate the asphalt plants beginning to work?
Cold Patch will be operating next week. They do not have a date yet, probably mid,
first
early
or second
to
week
mid,
of April, they say.
Yeah, April for Hot Patch.
Mm-hmm.
And paving type stuff?
Paving is Hot Patch, yes.
Okay.
So it'll be second week of April.
But just so we're clear, once those handicap ramps are done,
mm-hmm,
once they start, we have to go on a list,
mm-hmm,
to be supplied the blacktop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's, so when they start the ramps,
mm-hmm,
we're going to get in contact with the asphalt plant to tell them, listen, schedule us for our delivery.
And actually, it's the contractor who was awarded the co-op contract for 2015, which is Tilcon. So we would actually, we're in the process of contacting them right now,
okay,
and coordinating with Tilcon and getting on their schedule, because they've got the entire Warren County. So we have to fit into what they've already have booked and when we anticipate we'll be ready to have them come out. So that's what we're doing right now.
The same process when we mill and pave roads,
right,
we have to get on the Tilcon or whoever,
right,
has the co-op,
right,
contract.
And just so everybody knows, that repair is going to come out of what we put in the budget for streets, the repair down there.
How much was that? A year and a half ago, I estimated at about roughly $50,000. That was based on the co-op prices at that time. They've gone up about $4 or $5 a ton. So once I do the concepts, I'll use current pricing, and this way you'll have a more current estimate. You know, they fluctuate every year, so it's whatever the bid, winning bid is for that year.
So essentially, we'll have 90 to 100,000 left for everything else.
We'll have more than 100,000 left. Maybe 125, 135.
Okay.
That's not worth it. What?
It's an angry conversation.
Okay. And I think we're done.
Okay. Do you have any old business?
Would council like to make a motion on the
joint
meeting with the
school
board?
I make a motion.
In a second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Any time during the month of April, particular dates, Tuesdays, Thursdays?
How's your schedule, Dave?
Tuesdays is better.
Not the week of the 13th.
Not the week of the 13th.
No. Any other week is fine.
If it has to be a third, they'd ask Bon.
Okay.
What? On the 13th.
It is the 25th and 26th would be the answer. Yeah. Those are weekend days. I doubt that we'd want to meet then anyway.
That brings us to new business. We have a bunch of redemption of tax certificates, 58 through 62. How about if we do those all together?
So moved.
Second.
No. Is there any discussion on any of the tax certificates?
No.
Hearing none, may I have a roll call, please?
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klumko?
Yes.
All right, Resolution 63, 2015.
authorizing the sale of a 1983 Mack Truck Fire Department to the Township of Liberty, Mountain Lake Fire Department.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion on that? Roll call, please.
Conway?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Hagan?
I know this is a silly time to ask this question. Fire department's getting the proceeds, right?
That's how I understand it, yes.
Okay. Yes.
Thompson?
Sustained.
Vouchers?
Make motion to pay the bill.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on the bill list? Hearing none, a roll call, please.
Conway?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
That brings us to the recap. We didn't give you much to do this week, did we?
No, but I have plenty. I'll work with Leslie on the abandoned vehicles ordinance, set up a school board meeting in conjunction with the borough council. I'll get the plans, numbers for the conceptual crosswalk downtown from Dawson. And that's what I have, Mayor.
Okay. Council remarks. Mr. Thompson.
One question. When is the street department put up the new signs or taken down the handicap signs?
When the ground is unfrozen and uncovered with snow. Okay. I know we're getting there.
Yes, but I don't want to forget
we're
about
not
it.
Quite there yet.
I want to forget about it. Somebody was parked in the handicap spot and had a ticket.
And come remove it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I bought my...
Yeah,
my
I think thing. I know who it is.
Yeah.
I think I spoke to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mrs. Klimko.
Mine kind of piece off his. I'm assuming we're waiting to put up the streets that the street committee found were going to be no parking streets. Have we got the signs in already?
That was going to be my question.
Right.
We ordered this.
Right. And we're just waiting for the weather to break.
Put all the signs here, those,
yes.
So we get them? Okay.
Yep.
So we're just waiting for the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's seeing my signs?
Your sign, the no-through sign?
Yeah.
I haven't confirmed that it's in, but I'll verify that.
Okay.
But we did get permission from...
Yes,
we
did.
Anything else?
No, I think that's... Oh, on the Senior Services Committee. I did receive a few phone calls with some interest. I didn't get back to Mike on that. Two are definitely confirmed, and about a dozen other people were interested. One of the questions they had was, I live in the borough, I'm a borough resident, and my girlfriend lives in the township. Can she come?
Yes.
And my exact answer was, absolutely.
She's coming in as early as yes.
Right.
Just no people from Hackett.
No, but she did say that they go on a lot of Hackettstown trips, and they will take a list of out-of-town people that if they don't fill up first with Hackettstown residents, then they will call and fill in with the remainder of, you know, people from other towns.
And that's why when the newsletter goes out in April, if we're sure, we
right.
will go with other towns. That's what I spoke to Susan Lennon about right before she
right.
retired.
But I was not... You know, I said, it's a Washington resident, you know what I mean? So I just said, absolutely, they're more than welcome to come. So as soon as they will know, I will all know. They're going to give me the confirmation and send the check
right.
to the bank.
I haven't received anything yet. So.
When you do, though, it says it on the payment voucher right in the top left that
okay.
it's the senior advisor.
Well, some didn't
up.
Take the
right.
vouchers because they didn't want to take signs down, so they just wrote down my number.
Okay.
So I told them where the address okay. to send it. Yeah.
All right, good, good.
Mr.
Yeah.
Higgins.
Yeah. I know that we did this a couple of years ago, and I know that our contract for the garbage runs for another 2 years. I would like to start looking into maybe having our own service. You know, revisiting that. What are we paying now? 300 and...
288. 288? 288.
For how long? 288?
For four... Contract is for 4 years.
4 years.
Is that just the garbage, or that include the...
That includes everything, recycling and...
And the bulk pickup?
That's paid waste and bulk pickup.
but we still pay the pass-through cost and the tipping fees.
That's correct.
You know what we pay in tipping fees? If you get that to me, I'd appreciate it. But I would like to start looking into that. Anybody object?
To bringing it back?
The borough hooking up. Instead of not contract, outside contract.
At the end of this contract year or opting out of?
Well, I mean, if we have the contract for another 2 years.
Well, I mean, at the end of the contract term, I should say.
It gives us time, right?
Right.
So we can do what we need to do.
And who would you like to head that up?
Well, you are.
I just want to be very clear, that's all.
Actually, I think that the Shared Services Committee should, you know.
Are you looking for a shared service with another town? Because we had discussed that previously.
Right. The only thing I would, listen, a garbage truck, a garbage truck is less than $100,000. Two employees, you could put a plow on it and use it as an extra plow for the snow. Get two employees, we have four districts in town, you know, 4 hours a day each district. They go dump it, and the other 4 hours they work for the road department. You know what I mean?
So it's a new employee?
Pardon me?
So you're talking about a new employee?
Two new employees.
But.
At least.
I think the $288,000 is a little low. Because the previous contract was $349. It was $349 the previous contract.
No, I believe it's $288. I'll verify that.
Yeah, if you would, please.
Yes, but it was lower out this year.
Okay, $100,000 low? I'm going to check the budget when I get home.
You can check the budget when you get home, but remember we started out, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were here, we had the bulk waste in there originally, and we took it out midway through the contract.
And that dropped it down to $349.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but I'll verify it.
Okay. There's a parking issue out back here. I know that this is a public lot. But when the fire department gets a call, and I didn't talk to Bobby about this, but when they get a call, there's no place for the firemen to park. And if you come through here in the morning, this place is crazy. If you come through here at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to get into an accident.
Yeah.
These people don't care. And they park down on the apron, and they park down here. We get a fire call that early in the morning or in the afternoon. These guys aren't going to be able to park anywhere, and they're going to be parking people in.
And the people are going to get upset.
Right.
I know that there's a sign out there that says reserved for the fire department.
They ignore it.
Yeah, they ignore it. If we could get some enforcement or send a letter to the school that they can send home saying, look, those parking spots are there for a reason, if we could do that. I would hate to be the one if there's a fire, yeah.
How many spots are reserved for the fire department? Because I got a fire department, I come to work in the morning and I can't even find a spot to park.
I said you got the mailbox, the mailbox is parking here.
I know, it's a public municipal lot.
I understand.
Business of the municipality only.
Well, if it's a public municipal lot though, and like the fire department has a couple, what do you got?
Four.
Did they say four?
I would guess.
Got four.
All right, so four spots out there. Can we put signs up to say?
There are.
For like municipal employees, can you designate certain spots that they couldn't park in those spots, and whatever's left over can be for the municipal lot?
For a lot, I think we can do that.
Right.
May take an ordinance.
I don't know if it does require an ordinance. I mean, we put those signs out for municipal vehicles.
You can't enforce it without an ordinance to back it.
Right. So maybe like all across the front right here.
Well, let me ask you this. Are those fire department spots done by ordinance?
Well, firemen can.
There's just a sign.
Rudy.
Were the fire department spots that they put in, I don't know, I wasn't here then, were they done by ordinance? I don't remember.
It probably was agreement when they set up the building.
So, I mean, that's the thing. I can't enforce that either.
But I think that was an agreement when they built the building.
That's why I said you need an ordinance to enforce it.
But between this lot here and the one that's directly behind it, like I said, why can't you take across the whole front of the building here and designate it to
municipal use only?
Right, municipal use only, so that you don't have the school and the post office let them park way back further or in the second lot over here next to the house, if they're going to be parked there all day.
Because I know it's just as difficult to come down Church Street here when they're, when school's either getting in or getting out.
And that's going to present a problem when they put up the no parking signs on the north side of that street.
Taylor Street School is horrific when people are taking those children to and from school.
I remember that when my kids were going there. Everybody waited until they got to the door to let their kid off.
Exactly.
Even though there's like a five-car spot to drop kids off in.
Do your children go there?
Yeah, but I'm one of the smart ones. I park and my daughter and I hold hands and walk to school.
No, but do they, I know they keep changing it back and forth. Can you drive up to the school now? Because I know for years they
block. Yes, there's a police officer there at least 4 days out of the week.
Right, because they used to block it off at this church and you could not drive up on the school street. You had to walk your child up the street.
Yeah.
Then I know for a couple of years they were letting parents drive up.
I've seen it backed up to the lake.
You couldn't do that either. You had to.
But I know the police officer was frustrated in the morning. He said to me a couple of days ago, he's like, these people don't listen. He'd wave them, go, let other people.
Right.
I mean, and Scott's right. If they would just let the kids out, there's a police officer there. They can walk 15, 20 feet.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, once you get past that driveway, you really don't have to worry about another car.
Right.
And, you know, that's what I would always do the few times that I would drive my children in. Just let them right out.
Well, that's why it was good when
they were there. And off I go while everybody else waited.
Right. That's why it was good when you couldn't drive up the school street because, like you said, you could let the children out. There was no cars on the road. They had it blocked off at both ends. Parents waited wherever your child knew. You walked down, walked up to get your child, and you were done.
Well,
you know?
School street's closed in the afternoon, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just the morning that
morning.
It is.
Yeah, they all park back here and make some suggestions back here.
In fact, I've seen two people get pulled over already for trying to go around with the car sticking out and the light on Bellevue right by the quick check. They went right around in the middle of the intersection with the green light. I've seen twice now the police pull somebody over because it's the light changes three times and the traffic doesn't move.
I just sit there and wait for traffic. Yeah.
2 weeks ago, it was all the way down to North Lincoln Avenue, right across church, waiting for traffic to go to Taylor.
That's an issue that we really can't deal with because we're talking about the parking lot in particular. So.
But can we maybe check into that, Christine, about doing an ordinance about
designating
some spots?
Right? I mean, absolutely. I mean, if we needed to enforce the fire, I can't enforce that either.
Yeah.
That's right. We can't do it without an ordinance.
Right. So.
But can we do it all in one ordinance?
And let me tell you,
right
now, we have signs up there for fire prevention vehicles, municipal vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I've come back and those spaces, somebody's parked in there.
And that was not done by ordinance either.
No.
No.
Would that be one ordinance? I see it all the time on North Prospect by the school when the Redskins start. Everybody parks right along the yellow line. They don't care that it's the narrow part of the road. They'll park right there.
Yeah.
And then give me the finger if I say anything to them.
One way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
Yes. It's $293,000 for the garbage collection.
Okay. Well, I wasn't too far off.
I was. Anyway. Listen, I know it's budget time. We're supposed to get numbers, budgeted actual numbers from the police department on a semi-annual basis. I think that we need to have a shared services committee meeting.
Well,
I put something in your mailbox.
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
Okay, so, all right. Would you like me to schedule that?
Yeah.
Is it?
Who's on the committee? You are.
You and I.
I thought I was.
Yeah. I don't remember who else is.
Torres.
Maybe just be the two of you.
Torres was.
Okay, was.
Was.
Yeah. He's not here anymore.
No.
Do you need somebody? Is it in reference to the particular spreadsheet that you received?
Yeah.
Okay.
When's the contract up on that?
Next August.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting for their numbers before we did much of anything with it.
When do you want to do it?
It's not the week of April 13th.
Wait, I have to do my calendar. What about you, Scott?
I'm good most of those days.
Are we looking for more afternoons? Nighttime.
You tell me when you want to do it.
Afternoons would probably be better. 3:30 at the earliest.
Very earliest.
How about we shoot for sometime the first week of April?
Okay.
6th through the 10th.
Sounds good to me.
Let's see what we can come up with.
He's always being free.
Yeah. Not a whole day.
Not a whole bunch of time, right, Dave?
I haven't gotten to this part yet.
Dave's book is empty.
Was.
Yeah. What day?
Well, I have to see what their availability is, so I'll check your email.
Gotcha.
Oh, I did.
Or should I text you the time and say?
Wait a second. I check my email now. You know what I mean? Listen, this is what I read. Oh, I forgot this was sitting in my queue for it. Sorry, I didn't send it.
I know, that was Friday.
Wait, wait a second. I didn't put anybody out there. I didn't put anybody out there. But you know I read my email.
Hey, I admit it was sitting in my draft box over the weekend.
Hey, Dave.
I apologize.
You got it. You got it, didn't you? I'm done.
Okay. Mr. Heinrich. Christine, when the DPW goes around with the street sweeper for the grit that they put on the road, do they reuse that?
Right now, we're taking it over to the Oxford landfill.
Okay, so we don't reuse it?
We don't, because technically we have no place to store it.
Now, just because I noticed, because we had the shortage with the salt, that there's a ton of that stuff on the road, and it would seem to me it would be good to try to get it done before we get a monster rainstorm and then all that stuff goes into the sewers.
To start sweeping?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we started sweeping today.
Okay.
We started today.
I asked if that could be reused, and I was told, no, it couldn't because of...
Environmental reasons?
Yeah, because it collects oil and whatever, and it needs to go to the landfill, and then they supposedly burn it, recycle it, get the oil out of it, screen it, do whatever, and then I guess sell it back, you know, put it back in the fill to the... Sold back.
That's interesting. I'm sure they're collecting way more than salt and grit off the roads when they're sweeping.
Right.
I mean, it's garbage and...
Anything else, sir?
That's it.
It's new.
I'm good.
I have nothing. We have no need for an executive session tonight. That leaves us...
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Abstentions.